U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has emphasized the importance of nuclear weapons in the defense doctrine of the United States.
It ensures that a strong nuclear deterrent remains the cornerstone of U.S. national security and that of our allies and our partners. New START is a hallmark.
Kerry made the remarks at a think tank during a speech about the importance of decreasing the threat of nuclear weapons. He said that the U.S. will not compromise on its principle to protect its friends and allies against what he described as adversaries. He also reiterated Washington's commitment to the New START treaty with Russia that was signed in 2011. According to Kerry, the treaty gives Washington much visibility into Moscow's nuclear activities. The U.S. is estimated to possess over 5,100 nuclear warheads. It is also the only country that has used nuclear weapons against another country. Ken O'Keefe is a former U.S. Marine, and he joins us from London to tell us more about this. Ken O'Keefe, just the mere fact that the U.S. thinks that nuclear weapons is used for the defense of not only the U.S., but also of its allies, isn't there something wrong in that?
Well, it goes well beyond hypocrisy. The United States has clearly been the biggest purveyor of weapons of mass destruction. It has been producing more of them, it has been using more of them, and it considers itself to be the policeman of the world. And ultimately, it allows itself to use any weapon anytime, and has stated overtly that it will use nuclear weapons in first strike capacity against states that are perceived to be a threat to itself or its allies. There's clearly no bigger threat to the safety and security of this world than the United States of America. And it doesn't give me any satisfaction to say this. It pains me to realize that the people of the United States have allowed their government to be hijacked long ago and effectively be carrying out policies which benefit nobody, not even the American people, and ultimately which threatens the Third World War. And when we look at Israel, America's favorite little ally in the Middle East, and its secret nuclear weapons program, the worst-kept secret in the world, we realize that we as human beings face the ultimate destruction of our planet every single day that this system persists. It's beyond ridiculous that the United States would be involved in any kind of disarmament discussions, because the fact is, if any nation should be disarming, it isn't Pakistan, it isn't Iran, it isn't even Russia at this point. No one can hold a hat to the United States in terms of the amount of weapons, not only that it holds, but how it uses them. The first nation that needs to disarm is the United States, but they're not going to do so willingly.
Well, quickly, if you can, Ken O'Keefe, when we want to look at one of the aspects of nuclear weapons, one of the biggest threats that's discussed time and again, such as the Munich Conference, the security conference in Munich that was held a couple of years back, is nuclear terrorism. Isn't the U.S. afraid of nuclear weapons falling into the wrong hands? And that should just be one of many reasons for them to at least go towards the reduction, which they've promised, but they haven't. They've actually upgraded some of their nuclear facilities.
No, actually, I disagree with that, because when we look at 9/11, the ultimate false flag event where traitors within the United States and operatives of Mossad, who clearly had foreknowledge, we see that the tactical use of false flag operations, I believe that the United States, which really we need to understand, the United States is nothing more the enforcement arm of those who have the real power, and the real powers are those who control the money supply. The IMF, the World Bank, the Central Bank, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, that's the real power. The American military is nothing more than the enforcement wing of those who have the real power. So ultimately, a false flag operation whereby unaccounted for nuclear weapon that could be set off in a European city or an American city could be a great catalyst to kicking off a Third World War. And as human beings become more and more aware of the tyrannical system that we're living with, they become more and more compelled to do something to stop this crazy system, which is leading us towards self-destruction. So, no, I think as the powers that be become more desperate, a false flag operation where an unaccounted nuclear weapon is used in a major American or European city becomes more and more likely.
Thank you very much for that. Former U.S. Marine Ken O'Keefe there talking to us from London.